Kumba Iron Ore's interim headline earnings per share plunged 17% as the miner dealt with lower output and sales volumes due to the COVID-19 lockdown. But the group says that it's adapted fast to withstand the current climate and that on top of declaring a dividend of close to 20 Rand and powering ahead with a 7 billion Rand investment project, it is optimistic about its future. Company CEO Themba Mkhwanazi joins us now. Thanks so much, Themba, for your time this evening. So results aside, the market's homing in on the fact that you're plowing 7 billion Rand into a mining project despite the knock-on that's been dealt by COVID to your operations and earnings. And the uncertainty around where it actually takes us moving forward, I know that we've got to look big picture here, we've got to look long-term here, but was this a difficult investment decision to make given the overall climate?
We're very pleased with our results, and they really show that we have a resilient business, which is capital efficient and is well positioned to operate in a difficult environment. And the decision by the board in terms of the investment is further strengthening of the confidence and the outlook that we have from a business perspective. So it wasn't a difficult decision. It's an important decision, particularly in the context of ongoing mining operations, and in this particular instance, our Kolomela operation.
Let's talk confidence for a bit, Themba, because what it underscores is Kumba's positive longer-term outlook for demand, and we'll get into that in a bit, but also for South Africa. How are you feeling about South Africa's operating climate and doing business in the country right now?
We've always been positive. We are quite humbled by the collaboration that is taking place to fight the scourge of COVID, both from a government perspective, but also from a communities, unions, and peers perspective. So we are coming together. We are very encouraged as well by our suppliers, and in particularly Transnet. They are a key component of our value chain. And again, we've been working hand in glove with them so as to ensure that we keep the engine running, because COVID is a humanitarian challenge. And not only is it about saving lives, but it's about safeguarding livelihoods. And it's us playing our role with our partners, with our peers, and partners such as Transnet in terms of ensuring that we also do our bit in safeguarding livelihoods.
Okay, so that's what you're buying into. How exactly is this project going to be funded, Themba, completely off balance sheet? And how soon before you start reaping the return in investment with you expected to deliver what, first iron ore in 2024?
Yeah, so there's a three-year strip mining activity before we get to first ore in 2023. The 7 billion Rand will be funded from ongoing cash flows. And again, that gives you a sense of confidence in terms of the resilience and the robustness of our balance sheets.
Okay. And in terms of rate of return, what are you anticipating as far as that's concerned?
It's about 20-25% from an internal rate of return. So the project economics stack up for themselves. There are obviously other social aspects that have been taken into consideration. The fact that we sustain Kolomela's production at the current 13 million tons for the rest of the life of mine, and by that then we safeguard around about 6,000 direct and indirect jobs.
Okay, let's get into now the demand that you're catering to, Themba, because one wants to get a sense of the extent to which you're looking to cater to local demand or relying more so on global demand for your product down the line. Over this period, certainly we've seen the hit to output being offset by a recovery from in demand from China specifically, and that spurred gains in prices for the steelmaking raw material.
I mean, we are largely an exporter of iron ore. given the fact that close to about 95% of what we mine and process is for the export market. We've had favorable market conditions. It's actually been pleasing to see how China have quickly been able to kickstart their economy. The mills in China, despite lockdown, also continued to operate, and we've seen a ramp up in output from the end of the first quarter. And in fact, for the first 5 months of the year, still production or still output was quite robust, 2% up year on year. And in fact, in May, they hit a record run rate of about 1.1 billion tons annualized. And that clearly coincided with some supply restrictions from initially Australia and Brazil because of wet weather, and then of COVID in Brazil, which led to about a 10% fall in Brazilian iron ore exports. So that has been supportive of prices, and we've benefited from that, of course.
September overall, what kind of economic recovery are you anticipating here? Because we've had every shape being called, whether it's JLW, and we're now playing the waiting game, I guess, to see which one actually plays itself out.
For us, it's not so much about which particular recovery. The focus is largely around what's within our control. What's within our control is ensuring that we keep our employees healthy, not just our employees, but the communities that we operate in. It's also about continuing to make the improvements that we've continued to make around productivity improvements, efficiencies, cost improvement, and making sure as well that the qualities of our products continue to get the premiums that we've enjoyed and we've continued to enjoy. And that's really where our focus is, because again, as I said earlier, we've actually proven that regardless of what the environment might be, we can continue to be competitive and we can continue to be profitable, because ultimately we want to be a sustainable returner of cash right throughout the cycle for our shareholders and our stakeholders at large.
Yeah. That was CEO of Kumba Iron Ore, Themba Mkhwanazi.